Hello again, and welcome back to the KWCA podcast. I'm the host, Patrick Kelly from Seaman High School. Today we will be profiling Elisa Robinson, the 2020 Trisha Saunders Award winner for Kansas. Unfortunately, I was unable to connect with Elisa, but we do have her high school coach, Tyler Gonzalez.
Girls wrestling has taken off like a rocket. USA Wrestling has long been an advocate of the movement and has offered competitions and training opportunities for years. Keisha sanctioned girls wrestling as a standalone sport for the 2019-20 season. You had the unique position of stepping into the role as head coach at Junction City High School, where one of the top female wrestlers in the nation competes. Elisa Robinson is a household name in Kansas wrestling circles due to her success in folk style and on the biggest stage in Fargo, where she has collected 4 All-American plaques, including a runner-up finish last summer. Not surprisingly, she made her way through the 2019-20 season and easily captured a state title at the inaugural Girls State Tournament in Kansas. For her efforts, Elise has been named the Trisha Saunders Award winner, a prestigious award for the state of Kansas. Let's talk with Tyler Gonzalez, her high school coach, to say a few words about his star wrestler. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
In year one at Junction City, you have Elisa Robinson on your roster. Tell us what it was like to coach Elisa.
Yeah, I mean, you show up as a new person in town, realistically, in one high school town. I didn't grow up in the area, and one of the first people that anybody talks to me once they find out that I'm the head wrestling coach is Elisa Robinson. And so I luckily had gotten to meet Elisa before school started through Team Kansas and being up in Fargo and getting to watch her wrestle, and even before that, kind of training up to Fargo. And so we had a chance to kind of get to know each other on a little bit more of a one-on-one basis versus just jumping into school in August, September, and like, hey, here's your new coach, here's your new wrestler. And so that really has helped us out with our relationship moving forward.
So the Trisha Saunders Award, it's a prestigious award that isn't handed out without a lot of forethought. Candidates must excel on the mat, in the classroom, and in the community. How does Elisa meet that criteria?
Yeah. Once I got to JC and I started doing kind of our new teacher trainings and new hire trainings in August, September, people would constantly ask me like, oh, you're Elisa's coach. You're the new coach. It's so great. You know, we have her in class. And so I've always heard good things from the teachers and other people in the building, administrators, about Elisa. Our principals show up to watch her wrestle. And so she's really got support from a lot of our staff personnel at JCHS, because I think they've seen the things that she's accomplished as a young lady in high school, not only wrestling, but she did also play football for 3 years. And so just some of that toughness, I think people really appreciated in her. And then seeing her in athletics, you would think that she's this beastly, mean person. And then when you get to meet her, she's as sweet as can be, nice young woman. And so she does a good job of carrying herself on and off the athletic field. And then obviously in the community, she's there. Our team does a lot of activities within JC, going to help out at the senior centers here in town, helping out with different drives and fundraisers here in town. So she is always there whenever I need help with that stuff, whether it's somebody moving or putting in some time at the senior citizen center. And then obviously on the mat, her accolades, her success can speak for itself there as well. So I think Elisa is a great representative for this award. And I'm just excited to have been a part of her journey.
All right. Well said. Robinson is headed to Baker University in the fall, where she will be joining a good group of recruits at the fledgling program that competes in NAIA. The NAIA was way out in front of the women's wrestling wave, and many programs are well established and house women's programs with girls on the team that have national and even international credentials. What are your expectations and advice for Elisa as she takes on the new challenge of college wrestling?
Yeah, I'm excited that she's staying in state. She had a lot of great colleges, obviously, offer her, call her, interested in her. And for her to choose to go to more of a newer, up-and-starting women's program says a lot about her, but also wanting to stay in the state with her friends that she's been on Team Kansas with. And so Elisa, while she has great technique on the mat and has great accolades, she may not be the person that wants to always be the star of the show. She likes putting in the work and doing what she's supposed to. And so with that, I tried to, throughout this school year, as we're doing more training, I've tried to find different ways to push her mentally and physically. And so there would be days in practice where I just told her, like, I hope you're ready today. Like, I'm going to be on you all practice. And I don't think she was ready for that, maybe, as an athlete, ready for somebody to be watching her 24/7 in the room, critical of her, because obviously she's successfully done a lot of things and has a lot of accolades. But I don't think she'd had anybody be quite that hard on her all the time and so consistently. And so that was one of the ways that, honestly, it took a while for her and I to go through that, for me to also let her know that, hey, this is my way of trying to get you ready for college, because she's going to walk in and people are going to know who she's at, who she is, everywhere she goes, where she's at, and they're going to have a target on her, and she's going to have a target on her back and her chest, and people are going to be gunning for her. And so I wanted her to be ready for that and to have that mental awareness and understand that it's not necessarily just an attack on her, but she has that status that other people want. And so hopefully being a little bit tougher on her, pushing her and challenging her in the practice room and outside of the practice room this last year has made her a little bit more prepared and prepped as she enters college in this role of trying to help start a new women's program at Baker University. And in some fashion, hopefully she's the face of that. You know, hopefully she's successful enough and competing and that winning that she is able to kind of help be a face for Baker's women's program to grow on to get the next generation of women youth Kansas wrestlers involved.
All right. I really think that that Baker is a good choice. And like I say, they've got some good young ladies coming in. And with the success that their men's program has had in the last few years with Cody Garcia at the lead, it's really, I think there's a lot of momentum in Baldwin City right now. So,
yeah, absolutely.
What will you miss most about not having Elisa in the room next season?
I think one of the things I'm going to miss the most is having a leader, honestly. You know, we have this year for Junction, we had a split teams, men and women's team. And so, you know, as the women's team goes, I'm going to miss looking on my women's side or in my women's team meetings and just having her there. She was a nice face to have, obviously, because the other girls would look towards her and what are we supposed to be doing right now? We had a lot of new girls to the sport. And so obviously we want to keep those girls involved and we want to keep them successful moving forward, but they're not going to have that safety blanket there anymore of, oh, we've got to be Elisa here with us, or Elisa's there even to help coach, because obviously, you know, coach, as we go to tournaments and multiple mats down, you could have an athlete out there with somebody. And so to have an athlete that has that knowledge and willing to go coach their peers, I'm just going to miss a lot of that leadership that she brought.
Well, visiting with Coach Tyler Gonzalez about 2020 Trisha Saunders Award winner, Elisa Robinson of Junction City High School. Coach, thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
This has been Patrick Kelly with the KWCA podcast, reminding you that it's not too late to register for the NWCA virtual convention that happens this week. Registration is only $99, and make sure to select KWCA at checkout. And also make sure to put the KWCA Fritz Knorr Fall Clinic on your calendar. The first weekend in October is the time. Salina is the place. With John Smith and Company headlining, it will be a hot ticket. Until next time, thanks for listening.